This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
And before we get to our first interview for the evening, I want to let you know how to connect with us online. We love hearing from our listeners. You can email us at outloudradio@gmail.com. We also are interested in hearing from you if you have any ideas for future radio shows. Perhaps you yourself would like to be a guest on the show, or if you have a community announcement that you'd like us to share with our listeners. Again, our email address is outloudradio@gmail.com. Now, we're also on Twitter. If you connect on the Twitter universe, you can find us at KBOO Out Loud. And we also network on Facebook. If you are connected on Facebook, you can find us at KBOO Out Loud. And also, we're always looking for musicians and other types of artists who would like to be on the show. And again, contact us or send us a sample of your music at outloudradio@gmail.com. Now, we'll be back in just a few moments to hear from the gender studies folks from Lewis and Clark College. But first, I want to take a music break with Max Voltage. And the song we're going to be hearing is a sample, a little teaser from the upcoming musical. Again, it's called Ho Momentum, the musical. This is Max Voltage here in studio, and the song is titled Secret Alien Sleeper Agent.
I must be an alien from some far-off land. I just don't fit in here. Don't know where I stand. Lost in daydreams, abduction fantasies, bright lights, UFOs, they'll come for me. Secret alien, sleeper agent, ready to wake up and seize my life. Extraterrestrial, super celestial, hear my voice and mend my strife. People all around me, yet so alone, they look right through me, can't see what I know. I want something greater, the sky above. I'm ready for adventure, like falling in love. Secret alien, sleeper agent, ready to wake up and seize my life. Extraterrestrial, ooh, super celestial, hear my voice and mend my strife. This world is small-minded, their rules so strict. When I'm myself here, get bullied and picked. So I lay low and learn, stay out of harm's way, while wishing to the stars, please take me away. Secret alien, sleeper agent, ready to wake up and seize my life. Extraterrestrial, ooh, super celestial, hear my voice and mend my strife. I'm ready to move. So beam me aboard, explore new dimensions, I'll never be bored. The stars and the planets will be my new home. Since this world won't have me, I might as secret alien, sleeper agent, ready to wake up and seize my life.
Woo, woo, woo. That was Max Voltage. The song was titled Secret Alien Sleeper Agent. Welcome back to the show, Max.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to hear about your latest project. And I just want listeners to know, Max has been very involved in the creative arts community here in Portland for many, many, many years. And tonight we're going to be talking about their latest project. So tell us about this musical that you're writing.
Yeah, well, I've been, for the last 3 years, I was running Home Momentum, which was a cabaret series, and there was drag and dance and performance art and
lots of glitter,
always glitter. And I had this idea, Home Momentum the musical, of creating an original piece of work with original songs and characters, and so I decided to do it. And about a year ago, I started work on it, and so at this point, the songs are all written. Myself and Riley LaRue, who was part of my previous project, Glitter Fruit, has also contributed. And we are ready to start moving forward and getting some people in some of the roles and start arranging it and developing it.
That is so exciting, just to see how your cabaret variety show has kind of evolved into this whole musical. Now, I also want to give you a huge congratulations because you're actually getting paid to do this. And so I just want to acknowledge you were awarded a grant, and yay for
yay.
Artists getting paid for their work.
Yeah, the Regional Art and Culture Council gave me a grant, and it's my first ever grant, and I'm so excited. It's really validating, and it'll really help. You know, we can give stipends to all the performers and rent space for rehearsals and all that kind of stuff. So I'm really stoked. And RAC is just an amazing organization, too. They've funded so many amazing projects just this year.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it's the Regional Arts
Culture Council.
Right. And so for folks that don't know, look them up because they do some amazing work supporting all sorts of arts, but also the queer arts. And
yes.
So, yes,
we need money.
Yeah.
Us queer arts.
Yeah. Well, and some support. That's awesome. You know, from a very mainstream organization. I guess I think of them as mainstream. So you've been working on the musical, writing the songs. I want to make sure our listeners know there are auditions coming up.
Yeah, so we're doing our first official round of auditions. And that's going to be Sunday, March 24th and the 25th. And then we pretty much start into rehearsals right after that. And we'll rehearse for a couple weeks. And then we're doing a show at Lewis and Clark. And doing, it's a sort of a music review of just some of the musical pieces of the musical. Wow, I just said music like 10 times in that sentence.
That's it. It's a very musical thing.
Music.
And so is there a date set for the Lewis and Clark, like the show and tell?
Yeah, that's April 11th, and
okay.
That's going to be in the evening, in the council chambers on campus. So that's going to be a really fun one to catch, and it's really great to get to put out performances during the creative process because it's such a long arc to writing it and developing it. So it's just great to be able to get an audience involved throughout the process and try things on and be like, how is this going to work? You know, what works, what doesn't work? And I'm really excited to hit a stage.
Right on. And we'll be announcing, you know, the Home Momentum musical, I'm going to say show and tell, you know, in early April. We'll be certainly announcing that as we get closer to the date. Now, when can we expect like the whole musical production to happen?
Well, I'm trying to go one day at a time right now as much as possible.
Good.
But
good.
But my timeline is that basically this spring and summer we're going to be workshopping it. Right now I have a working draft of the first script.
Good.
So I'm developing that, and I'm going to need some actors to come in and help workshop that, and then in the fall is going to be a full read and sing through of the script and the music.
How exciting.
Yeah. So, and then from there, who knows? Maybe some producer will be like, hey, I want to come produce that. Maybe I'll produce it myself. You know, I'm not totally sure yet, but really the focus is in like getting this piece to be the best possible piece of art that we can make it.
Right on. So where can folks find out? Again, the auditions are happening in a couple weekends.
Yeah. And my website for my Radical Queer Event production company is Pants Off Productions. And the website is pantsoffpdx.com. And all the info is up there. If you're interested in auditioning, just send an email to auditions@pantsoffpdx.com. And we just need your resume, headshot, vocal range, and rehearsal availability. And then you'll get a time and you'll come and do a couple. We need something that's showcasing vocals and something that's showcasing acting.
And so, I mean, we're talking about this queer thing on this queer show, but what kind of people, I know it's not just queer people that you're interested at the auditions, so maybe give some descriptions of all the different body types and people types.
Yeah, my idea for this is personally, as someone that's, you know, identifies as genderqueer and has always been sort of occupying space in the middle, like, I never really got to be in a musical because there weren't really roles for my gender. And so for me, this is the musical for, like, people that don't get to be in musicals.
Right.
And so that's, and it's, you know, it's my community, but I think that it can also include a lot of other folks. I'm really looking to cast transgender, genderqueer, and gender nonconforming folks, people with a diversity of body types, people of color, just, you know, a lot of different types of people for sure.
And what about an age range?
I would say probably 18 to, I don't know. I'm still writing the script. So.
Okay. So how about 18 to inspire us?
Inspire us.
How's
yeah.
That?
Yeah.
If you're feeling like auditioning, come on down.
Totally. I mean, I'm sort of creating this world in my head right now. So it's like, oh, well, I guess people of all ages would be in this sci-fi crazy world. Why not? You know? So yeah. I'm pretty open-minded about what roles exactly look like. And we need leads, we need supporting characters, and we need chorus members. So it is sort of, it's sci-fi, it's fantasy, there's, you know, this other world, there's unicorn mythical kind of creatures, there is a dirty, perverted underworld. So there's lots of layers and there's lots of places for our community, I think, to shine.
Okay, but 18 and older, please. Yeah. So
yeah.
You mentioned the website, pantsoffpdx.com, you know, mm-hmm. for more information. For folks that connect on Facebook, is Pants Off on Facebook, or how do folks find you on Facebook?
Yeah, we're on Facebook, and I created an event for the auditions as well. And Home Momentum is also on Facebook. So okay. Yeah, if you Google search Home Momentum or Google search Pants Off, you'll get there real fast.
Okay. So Home yeah. Momentum.
Yes.
The musical.
The musical.
Is what you'll be searching on your favorite search engine. And you are so involved. I mean, just Max, you've been doing so many different things in the community. Our next interview segment is going to be some individuals from the Lewis and Clark Gender Studies Symposium, which is starting tomorrow. But I noticed you also happen to be performing in the near future.
Yeah, so. I have this other piece that I developed about a year ago, and it's one act, one homo show, and it's called Reclaiming Pink. And I originally did it as part of the Jaw New Work Festival at Center Stage. And it's a piece about my gender and sort of my arc. And it includes my own sort of personal narrative as well as history and drag and costumes and gender bending. So it's going to be really fun. It's going to be on Thursday at 1 in Thayer, which is in the Student Union. So I would love for some people to come out and see it. It's going to be awesome.
Okay, so that's Thursday, 1 o'clock, for those of you that have the middle of the day available. But also anybody who's working or attending Lewis and Clark, because it is, you said, the Student Union at Lewis and Clark.
Yeah.
1 o'clock on Thursday. So Max will be performing in a couple days, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what else? I guess I know the musical has been taking a lot of your time, but is there any other projects that you've been working on or any other announcements that you'd like to share with the community?
Oh, goodness.
The list is long, I know. A multi-talented individual, this Max Voltage.
Well, I want to say that my friend Leander, who is my musical director and is doing a bunch of the arrangements, has this amazing quintet called City of Tomorrow, and they have a show coming up at the Alberta Rose Theater. So I don't have the date in my brain right now, but, oh, do you have it?
I happen to have it because it's so beautiful that you would bring up your BFF, or I think of him as your BFF, but the City of Tomorrow is a wind quintet. They are actually going to be our guests on Out Loud next week.
Fabulous.
Perfect little announcement. Their show, they've won all sorts of awards. They're going to be doing a debut recital titled Wind Chamber Music of the Future. That's going to be at the Alberta Rose Theater, located on Northeast Alberta at 30th, I believe, Wednesday, March 20th. The doors start at 7:30. Children 12 and under are free. Otherwise, everybody else has to pay admission. Website I found for more information is oldfirstconcerts.org. So, yeah, Leander will be on the show next week as well. So, again, City of Tomorrow, a wind quintet, just happens to be very, very queer friendly. Let's just say that. Okay. So now, before we say our goodbyes, I'd like to offer the chance for Max, if you want to share one more song.
I would love to.
Tell us about it. What are we going to hear?
So that first song was Secret Alien, was the introduction to our protagonist in the show, whose name is Eli, who's a tomboy, sort of right at the verge of adulthood and kind of trying to find their way in this world that's called Metopia. And this next song is called The Show Must Go On. And basically what happens is a band of intergalactic performance artists crash land on Metopia. And, of course, they're called the Home Momentum Players. So this song is kind of an introduction to the Home Momentum Players and their philosophy, and also just kind of teaching Eli the ropes of what it is to be an artist. So,
all right. And before we take that quick music song, I just want to remind listeners, you've been listening to Max Voltage talking about Home Momentum, the musical. You can look up the website pantsoffpdx.com for information about the auditions, the musical, all sorts of stuff. Okay. Here we go. Max Voltage.
Don't break the rhythm. Strum, 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 strum. Even if notes are missed. Don't screw your face up when there's a mess up. Go with the new plot twist. The show must go on. Don't break the flow. The show must go on. Play it off and go. Costumes ragged, set stained and jagged. Props are looking worn. But when seats are filling, art is spilling. Make up for all that is torn. The show must go on. Don't break the flow. The show must go on. Find your bravado. Wires cross-eyed, speakers beyond fried, lighting on the fritz. Mics misbehaving, sound waves raging, putting on the Ritz. The show must go on. Don't break the flow. The show must go on. Don't let the cracks show. Dancers tumble, actors will bumble, players forget the notes. One simple phrase to remind and amaze, theatrical quotes. The show must go on. Don't break the flow. The show must go on. Play it off and go. The show must go on. Don't let the cracks show. Show must go on. Find your bravado. The show must go on. Don't break the flow. The show must go on. Improvise bravo.
Woo 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 woo. Thank you, Max Voltage.
Thank you.
And again, for more information, you can look up pantsoffpdx.com. Or again, that song was a sample from the Ho Momentum, the musical that Max is working on. And again, auditions for the musical happening at the end of the month. You can find out details on Facebook, or your favorite search engine will point you to the correct website. So thanks again to Max for coming into the studio, and hopefully we'll be hearing more from Max in the future. So keep up the good works with all your creative projects.
Thank you so much.
Yep. So we're going to take just a short break for some announcements, and we're going to continue the conversation with the Lewis and Clark Gender Symposium folks. So let me go ahead and let you know about a music event that's happening on Friday. Annie Vernetti is another musician that has been in the KBOO studios and here on Out Loud many times. So Annie Vernetti is performing this Friday with Katie Pfeifenberger at Tortlandia, which is located at 4144 Southeast 60th Avenue in Portland. This is a free all-ages show, and it starts at 8 p.m. Now, another musical event happening Saturday night, March 16th, Cedra Willie is performing an early show starting at 6 p.m. on Saturday at the Mississippi Pizza Pub, located on North Mississippi Avenue, a few blocks north of Fremont. For more information, you can go to CedraWillie.com. That's spelled CedroWillie.com. And again, we mentioned briefly during our conversation with Max, our guests next week on Out Loud are going to be a wind quintet called The City of Tomorrow. They're going to be performing here in Portland at the Alberta Rose Theater on Wednesday, March 20th at 7:30 p.m. Children 12 and under are free, and the website for more information is oldfirstconcerts.org. Now, I'd like to move us into our next interview for the show this evening, and welcome. We have three individuals with us who are all Lewis and Clark students who are working on the Gender Studies Symposium, which starts tomorrow. First, I'd like to welcome Phelan to the show. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks.
Hi. And then we also have Fiona. Welcome, Fiona.
Hi.
And also Camille. Welcome to Out Loud.
Hello.
Hello. So I'd like to start with, just for listeners that don't know about this Gender Symposium, the Gender Studies Symposium, a little bit of history. Who would like to tell us, or perhaps herstory, tell us the background of this awesome event?
Well, essentially, the Lewis and Clark Gender Studies Symposium started about 32 years, well, exactly 32 years ago. This is the 32nd one. And it was actually started before we even had a gender studies minor or a program. And it originally started out with just one lecture and one panel. And now, this year we have two lectures, three keynotes, and over 20 different events happening. And so basically it's grown a lot over the past 32 years, and we're really excited about this year. So.
It is. And that's where, I mean, the word symposium, for folks that don't know, I mean, I guess I want to call it like a creative arts festival almost. I mean, there's definitely a lot of talking and lecturing, but there's arts. I mean, we just heard Max is going to be one of your performers. There's so much going on, and I don't know that we'll have time to cover everything on tonight's show, but let's be sure folks know, is there a website? I mean, they can look up Lewis and Clark College, mm-hmm. But just to be sure folks know where to go for more information.
The website is go.lclark.edu/gendsymp, shortened version of Gender Symposium. Yeah. And we also have a Facebook. If you search Facebook for Lewis and Clark Gender Studies Symposium, you'll find it. And a Twitter, which is at @LCGenderSymp.
So. Right on. Okay. And so, and just since we've got you on the microphone, Phelan, what's your role in helping to organize this?
Well, the three of us are the student co-chairs, and basically since last April, we've been working to come up with a theme, find keynote speakers, put out the call for papers, and put together all of the panels and events, and the three of us sort of work as the liaisons between the students and the speakers, and make sure that the student volunteers are sort of in line and doing their jobs.
And I'm sure there's spreadsheets involved in keeping track of the money stuff and all that other details of planning such a huge event. Now, again, it's happening for 3 days starting tomorrow, Wednesday, March 13th, going all the way through, is it Friday evening?
Yes, it ends at 5 p.m. on Friday.
Yeah, 5 p.m. on Friday. So are these different events and the different speakers, are these open to the community? Like, who's welcome?
Absolutely, everybody is welcome. Everything is free and open to the public.
Wonderful. Thank you. And just so folks know, that was Fiona speaking. So Fiona, maybe tell us, what's one of the highlights that you're looking forward to?
Oh, there's so many different panels that I'm looking forward to, and I'm really sad that I actually can't be in two places at once. One of the ones that I'm actually looking forward to a lot is actually our last keynote, which is called Queer Rituals, and it's going to be from 3:30 to 5 o'clock on Friday, and it's our last event, and we're actually going to have three different keynotes on that panel to talk about queer religiosity, and I'm very, very excited for all of them.
Right, and that also caught my eye. I mean, this queer ritual, you know, some discussion, you know, especially around religion, and I guess the word ritual means so many different things to different people, but maybe we should take a big step back and let's talk about what is the theme or what's the overriding commonality during the symposium this year.
So we basically just went in with a broad idea of gender and religion. We, at the beginning, we thought of certain things that we would like to see, such as gender and politics, which we have a panel on international politics and gender and religion, and also contemporary politics in the U.S. and gender and religion. And we thought about all kinds of, basically, we started with a just huge brainstorm list of all of the things that might be related to gender and religion that we would want to talk about. And we then solicited the call for papers in early October to about mid-November. And then when we got the call for papers after that, we kind of saw where everything landed and saw what people were interested in talking about and what they had brought to the table. And then we also ended up looking and trying to find the holes and see, well, what do we need to plug? What do we need to make sure happens at the symposium so that things aren't forgotten? And so there are actually a couple of panels that were devised by the co-chairs and this faculty director, Kim Brodkin. And so we basically just kind of spread the net wide and then saw what came in and then saw what we needed to put in place to make it a very comprehensive symposium.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the most exciting things about the symposium is that it brings together not just students and faculty from Lewis and Clark, but also students and faculty from colleges around the Northwest and even further flung. It brings people from the community. We have artists, performers, community leaders, everything. It's a great community builder, and we're really glad that it's part of our program.
Right, and that's something I noticed. I guess I'd really encourage folks to go check out the schedule because there's such a diversity of what's happening. But I also noticed that this is definitely not a Portland thing. You know, like you were mentioning that there's professors or, you know, universities represented from all around the Northwest. But perhaps talk about some of your other, you know, folks from other parts of the country. I mean, is it, I was interpreting it that it was more of a national thing, but maybe speak to, you know, who are there people coming from the East Coast or are there international people?
There are people coming from all over the country.
I just want listeners to know now we're hearing from Camille. So Camille, tell us.
So there's people coming from all over the country, the East Coast. We're flying in one of our keynotes from Mumbai. Her name is Amina Wadood. She's an international scholar. She has she's taught and traveled to over 40 countries. She's very cool. I'm very excited to meet her.
And which panel is she going to be on?
She's going to be our keynote speaker Thursday night at 7 p.m. And she's going to be talking about Muslim women and authority in Islam.
That'll be very interesting. Very timely, of course.
Yes.
Very timely.
She should have a lot of really wonderful things to say.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So, you know, I want to go back to that earlier Fiona had mentioned, you know, the queer rituals was something that she was looking forward to. And again, that's going to be the last panel on Friday afternoon. I noticed one of the speakers, I just wanted to point out, Melissa Wilcox, who's actually from Whitman College, so that's a Northwest college, talking about serious, her title is Serious Parody, Religion and Politics and the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. And I just love that the sisters are included in that. I guess we're, you know, here at Out Loud, we're huge fans of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. So I'm just glad to see they'll be represented. You know, one of the many, many different things being talked about. Again, for listeners, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking about the Lewis and Clark College is hosting the Gender Studies Symposium. This is the 32nd year that it's happening. The whole schedule, again, there's too much to talk about on the radio show, but the website is go.lclark.edu/GENDSYMP for Gender Symposium. Or you could just search Lewis and Clark and it'll come up on their main webpage as well. So again, all this awesomeness starts tomorrow at 11:30 is the first panel I noticed on the calendar. So how about let's take just a short musical break and we'll be back in a few moments to hear more about the lineup. There's so many great things that we want to talk about as part of this gender symposium. We're going to take just a short music break from Michigan's Ruby Warblers. Michigan is going to be performing here in Portland on Thursday, March 28th at the McMinimins location called Al's Den at the Crystal Hotel. Al's Den is located at 303 Southwest 12th Avenue. The show, Michigan's show, is with David Dondero. For more information, you can go to michiganrubywarblers.com. So this song is from Michigan's Ruby Warblers, titled Moon Water.
Digging toys to carve lines into her face. Soon there'd be resorts and it'd be fashionable to go. Lowest of the low, beneath those water lines in space. What you can't hold in your hand, I could run through you like sand, you could run through like a fall. So there would be wars for water, like there are no wars for land. Even barren desert sand, I could fill it with it all. Long ago, starving held the right, steal enough food, keep herself alive. Well, the richer we become, harder our hides. Now I can't wash this to die, sitting on my well with the law on my side. Water will be thought cannot be sold, but the photograph, a fingerprint, a genetic code, and we'll find a way to make you pay. Still, we cannot stop the rain. Maybe that's the next plan.
Wow. Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO. My name is Carla. That song was titled Moon Water from Mishkin's Ruby Warblers. Mishkin is going to be performing here in town later in the month, and you can find out more information at mishkinsrubywarblers.com. Now, I'd like to go back to our conversation we have Fiona, Phelan, and Camille here in studio with us. They are all involved with the Lewis and Clark Gender Studies Symposium, which is starting tomorrow. And one thing I wanted to be sure and talk about was the art show that a lot of people don't realize. You've got this awesome art that's going on with the symposium. So who would like to tell us about that?
All right, this is Camille, and we have an art exhibit all 3 days on the symposium. It is free and open to the public, as are all events at the symposium. This year's art show is titled Gender, Religion, and Iconography. Did I pronounce that right?
Iconography?
Yes. Yep. Is it that? Okay. Because sometimes I don't know where to put the emphasis in things.
Okay. No, that's all right. Iconography.
Good, yep. Good. So I'm looking forward to it. We got a little sneak peek today. Some of the things look really cool.
I bet they do.
Yeah.
And so where is the art? Is it in one studio?
The art show is in one display. It's really cool, actually. It's the same room in which we have a lot of panels. And so you get to be surrounded by the art during panels. And the art is from community members and students. So it's kind of a nice mixture between campus and community.
Very nice.
Yeah.
What are the hours that folks can come see the artwork? Is it just during the day? Is it going to be up next week?
Let's see. It's going to be just in the next 3 days throughout the symposium. I think our earliest events start at 9:40 a.m. and our latest events start at 7 p.m.
Okay.
So I think that folks could easily come and view the gallery between 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, at the Lewis and Clark College.
Yes.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And again, the full schedule for the whole symposium, all the awesomeness, is on the school's website. It's go.lclark.edu/GENDSYMP for Gender Symposium. So, okay, great. The art is going to be up all day, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Awesome. Okay. You know, something else on the schedule that caught my eye was the panel around masculinity and faith. And I guess I just wanted to hear a little bit more. That's one that looked interesting to me. And, you know, one of the speakers, their presentation was titled, We Get to Be Like Him. Evangelicals' Negotiation and Subversion of Patriarchal Structures. And it goes on. But basically, that sounded really exciting. So what's going on with the masculinity and faith one?
So this is Fiona speaking. I actually really don't know very much about what the panel is going to be, how it's going to be structured. It's going to be a traditional panel. Everybody's going to have 20 minutes to speak. This man, Ron Clark, has this presentation that he's going to be giving about redefining masculinity in the evangelical faith community. And so talking about what it means to be a man and also to be religious and how to, you know, redefine what it means to be masculine. I'm just looking forward to seeing what these people have to say. I really don't know. We just get very small little snippets of proposals that kind of give us a little bit of insight, but really don't tell us very much. So the titles are really just little teasers to see what might be in store.
Okay. And that is going to be, again, the masculinity and faith starts at 1:45 on Thursday.
On Friday.
Okay. Excuse me. My pages got mixed up. So 1:45 on Friday at the STAM room. Or again, you can find the whole schedule with locations on the Lewis and Clark website. So
for those of you who are listening and haven't been to the Lewis and Clark campus, if you go to lclark.edu and you search visiting campus, I'm sure you can also link onto it. There's lots of different things on the website. There should be a page, it's called Parking and Transportation, where you can get directions. There's a campus map. It'll tell you where to buy a parking permit. You can get one all day for $4. And that is a resource that you might want to use.
Thank you for that. As well as I think there's at least one, if not more, bus lines that go up to Lewis and Clark for those that don't drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually the 39 stops right on our campus. There's also the Pio goes down downtown as well and stops downtown and stops on our campus.
Okay. My engineer, Liam, just let us know the 19 goes there as well. So, right on. Thank you, Liam. And yeah, kudos to Liam, our engineer, for helping us sound like we know what we're doing. So shout out for him.
And most of our events are going to be in the Templeton Student Union Center, and STAM is actually also going to be where the art show is going to be held. And our little info table is going to be right outside of STAM. So if you have any questions about anything to do with the symposium, if you don't know where to go or you're looking for a particular panel, come see us at the Information Center and we can tell you all about it.
Okay, that sounds great. Now, a few of the other panels caught my eye, but I guess which other ones are you? What other events are you guys looking forward to?
This is Phelan, and I am really looking forward to the Portland Perspectives panel, which is Portland Perspectives, Gender and Religion in the City. It's 1:45 to 3:15 p.m. on Thursday, and we have three community members who are going to be talking about their own personal stories related to gender identity, sexuality, and religion. One of them is one of the nuns of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, Sister Chrissy Fiction, and also Reverend Tara Wilkins, who I believe is a queer minister in in the community, and then also Jason Giles, who is, or Giles, who is a Mormon.
This is Sarah. Sorry. He's part of the group Affirmation, which actually has chapters across the United States, and he is the coordinator of the Portland chapter, and Affirmation is a gay Mormon group.
Wonderful. So that sounds like some great representation of different spiritual beliefs.
Yes.
So when is that happening?
That is on Thursday from 1:45 to 3:15 in STAM, which is the room we keep talking about, in Templeton Center. So.
Wonderful. Okay, now I also want to make sure we talk about the different keynote speakers, because that is something else that really caught my eye. I guess there's three, correct?
Yes.
So which one should we start with?
Let's start with Rita Gross, okay. Since she's the first.
That'll be tomorrow night at 7 p.m.?
Yes. Okay. And Rita Gross is a Buddhist scholar and a feminist scholar. She sort of started out as a professor in religious studies, I believe, and made her way to convert to Buddhism. And now she's just a huge name in Buddhist feminist scholarship, and she's written a lot of books. One of which, the best one to get in, to know her work would be My Garland of Feminist Reflections. And she's going to be talking about how clinging to gender subverts enlightenment. And that basically has to do with the Buddhist principle of egolessness. I don't know how to say that more delicately, but and how the ways in which patriarchy work in Buddhism and how gender identity can really get in the way of understanding ego and how to let go of it in Buddhism. So we're really excited to have her, 7 o'clock council chambers on Wednesday.
Tomorrow evening, again, at Lewis and Clark College, if you missed that part. and so there's going to be a keynote each of the three nights, correct?
Yes.
So, okay, then tomorrow night, Wednesday night, is, again, Rita Gross, the Buddhist scholar, talking about how clinging to gender subverts enlightenment. And then what's the keynote for Thursday evening?
Thursday evening is Amina Wadood, and she is an Islamic scholar. She is the keynote that I touched on earlier, who has taught and traveled to more than 40 countries. She, one of her main achievements or works has been rereading the Quran for a more inclusive reading of incorporating feminist analysis I suppose would be the best way to describe it. One of her more recent books was Inside the Gender Jihad, Women's Reform in Islam. Mm-hmm. She is also really well known for leading a mixed congregation. So she had men, she led men and women in prayer. And so women leading prayer, let alone a mixed gender group, was quite a controversial topic. And I think that she's going to have a lot of really great and I think pretty powerful experiences to share in her keynote.
Right. That sounds incredible. So again,
Amina Wadood.
Wadood, excuse me.
Yes.
The title of her keynote speech is We Make This Bridge by Walking It, Muslim Women and Authority in Islam. That keynote speaker is at 7 p.m. Thursday evening in the council chambers, again, at Lewis and Clark College. And then the wrap-up keynote we touched on earlier in the conversation, you know, Friday afternoon at 3, I guess... let us know again at 3. It's going to be the Queer Rituals. That's going to wrap it up.
Yeah, this is Fiona again. The Queer Rituals is going to wrap up our symposium. And we decided to do something a little different than what's been done in the past. Do a keynote panel. And so we're actually highlighting three different different people. Sorry, I'm all tongue-tied today, apparently. So the first one, you talked to her about her before, Melissa Wilcox, who's going to be talking about the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, and she's from Whitman College. The second person that we have on there is Reverend Dr. Patrick Chang, who is going to, his title is Rainbow Theology, Bridging Race, Sexuality, and Spirit, which is actually a book that he's in the process of working on at the moment. And Reverend Patrick Chang is an ordained minister with the Metropolitan Community Churches, and he is a regular contributor to the Religion and the Gay Voices section of the Huffington Post. And he's a very prolific writer, and he writes mainly on the intersections of race, queer theory, and religion. So we're trying to bring that aspect into it. And the last person that's on that panel is Noak Zmura. And he is, I'm actually going to turn it over to Phelan because she knows a lot more about what he's going to be talking about.
Yeah. So Noak Zmura, sorry, my French accent came out. That was weird. He is a rabbinical pastor and the director of JewishTransitions.org. He's a transgender man who writes a lot about how these very sexed rituals in Judaism affect transgender Jews. And so he's going to be talking in particular about the Jewish death rights and how those affect the transgender community and how he's working to change that a little bit. So,
right. That looks like it's going to be a great keynote, you know, just mixing those different spiritual beliefs. Mm-hmm. And hearing how they all interconnect and yet are very, very different. We're at the end of these different keynote speeches that we've been talking about. Will there be question and answer at the end?
Or, oh, yeah.
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 And that's where, like, tell me a little bit, because I'm thinking especially, well, just the last one we were talking about, I could see where there could be quite a big discussion that would be inspired by that conversation. But so just to clarify, there'll be question and answer at the end?
There's actually going to be question and answer at the end of all of our panels. So there is going to be a little section at the end of each panel for audience members to ask questions, for the moderator to ask a couple of the presenters to talk amongst themselves or ask, you know, questions that they can have a little bit of a discussion. But yes, we will definitely have plenty of time for questions and answers after the keynotes.
That is so great. I mean, just again, hoping one of the things I really like about this symposium, you know, from years past is just the conversations that are spurred, you know, from the conversations that happen during the symposium and people taking those experiences back to their lives. And I've had many awesome conversations, you know, based on what I've heard or what other people have heard at the symposium. So I'm looking forward to the whole lineup. For listeners that are just joining the conversation, my name is Carla. You're listening to Out Loud. This is the Queer Culture Radio Show on KBOO. We've been speaking with Fiona, Phelan, and Camille about the Gender Studies Symposium happening at Lewis and Clark College starting tomorrow, Wednesday, March 13th, going through Thursday as well as Friday. There is so much more happening that we're not going to have time to talk about, but I encourage you to look up the schedule on the Lewis and Clark website. Your favorite search engine can help you find it, or the direct address is go.lclark.edu/GENDSYMP for Gender Symposium. So we have just a few minutes left in our conversation, and I want to make sure, I know there's more things that we wanted to talk about, but I want to give each of you a couple minutes to, you know, share any closing thoughts with our listeners or any other details about the symposium that you wanted to be sure our listeners knew about.
So one of the things that we wanted to make sure that all the community members know is that if you are interested in being involved with the symposium at all next year, we're actually going to start planning right after the symposium ends. So we are going to pick the theme and everything, and we're actually going to be soliciting a call for papers next around Labor Day next year. Not next year. Why do I keep wanting to say next year? I'm sorry. I keep thinking next semester. Yeah. Anyway, in September time. And so that's when we will be posting on our website about the theme that we are doing that year, about some of the keynotes, and soliciting our call for papers. And it is free, open to the public. Anybody can submit papers if they would like to.
Wonderful. And let me also ask, do you guys need volunteers, or is there anything you need for the next 3 days that the community could maybe help with? Any need for volunteers?
We just need people to come and to enjoy all of the panels and to come wanting to discuss things and to learn and explore gender, sexuality, and religion.
Wonderful. Okay, great. So any closing thoughts?
Also, if you are interested and you can't make it to the symposium, or you are looking for information about next year's, or if you are coming to the symposium even and you want updates on how things are going, you should find us on Facebook, Lewis and Clark Gender Studies Symposium, or follow us on Twitter at LCGenderSymp, S-Y-M-P. Yeah.
Right on. Thank you for that, Phelan. And Camille, any closing thoughts?
I just wanted to acknowledge and recognize everyone else's work that we didn't get to touch on the show. Our faculty director, Kimberly Brodkin, holds down 3 full-time jobs and is just awesome. Our administrative coordinator, Nancy Hugg, is an angel, and our planning committee helps us all year long. This is just, we couldn't do it without them.
It takes a team. I mean, you guys have put in, and just to acknowledge these three, again, Fiona, Phelan, and Camille are all students. And so rock on with your student work and, okay, putting the symposium together as well. So I know it takes a lot of work. And so from the observer participant side of things, I really appreciate all your hard work. And again, thank you, Camille, for saying that. Shout out to everybody else who's helped behind the scenes. I know there's many, many hands involved in making this happen. And I'm going to try to take in and soak up as much of this awesomeness as I can. So before we say goodbye, anything else?
Thank you to you.
Oh, hey.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. I think of Out Loud as a real community creation. And so let this be an opportunity. Listeners, if you'd like to be on the show, if you have ideas for future radio shows, maybe there's something really awesome going on in your community that you want to have on Out Loud, please let us know. The email is outloudradio@gmail.com. So again, thank you to all of our guests this evening. Thank you to Max Voltage for coming in earlier and sharing their musical talent with us. For listeners, if you've just tuned in and you want to hear the whole show, or maybe you've been listening and you want to share this awesomeness with your friends and family, you can go to the KBOO website, kboo.fm/outloud, and find tonight's radio show will be uploaded, and you can share it with your friends and family. We also post a direct link to the Outloud Radio Facebook page as well, so you can find us there. Now, before we say our goodbyes, we're going to go out with one more song from Michigan's Ruby Warblers. Again, Michigan is performing here in Portland at the end of the month. Her show is on Thursday, March 28th at the McMiniman's location called Al's Den at the Crystal Hotel, which is located at 303 Southwest 12th Avenue. For more information, you can go to michiganswarblers.com. And I just want to say thank you for listening. Until next time, stay proud and live out loud. This is Michigan's song, The Dance.
Who lives in our house? Is it soldiers now? Is it empty? What a waste. Rooms left messy in my haste. I carried one suitcase. Of course I held the baby. Children carried what I could pack in a hat box and a rucksack.
Before I wake, the sun's gone down. shine on if it's all gone? How will you find us?
I beg your pardon.
After 12 years of marriage, my husband went to prison. Listen how we kept our love alive on Prison Pipeline on April 8th.
The key to keeping our love alive was communication, right, Sharon?
When did that happen, honey?
Oh, weren't we communicating on a regular basis?
Is that what you call it?
And the communication continues. I guess you'll just have to listen to Prison Pipeline to hear the rest of the story. That's Prison Pipeline, April 8th at 6:30 p.m.
I beg your pardon. Never promised you a rose garden.
Have you heard about the Melting Pot Silent Mobile Dance Parties?
Silent dance? Doesn't sound very fun.
Actually, it's a lot of fun. Picture 200 people dancing with headphones to the same music. The Melting Pot Radio Show will have a series of silent dance parties from 8 to 10 p.m. Tuesdays in Portland parks and public spaces. That's Tuesdays from 8 to 10 p.m. For more information and this week's location, go to kboo.fm/silent dance parties.
Good evening. You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 7:03. Coming up next, Hard Knock Radio.
2, 3, 4.
Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen.
What up, everybody? Welcome to another edition, Hard Knock Radio. Davey D hanging out with you this afternoon. Today, we take a trip to New York City and find out what is up with police shooting another 16-year-old black youth. Later on, we talk with famed lawyer John Burris about the Voting Rights Act, its constitutionality, and police brutality. All that and more coming up.
Rip.